that when they will go, all come, then I will come. But I thought that they are my Guru Varga, and that is why they will not come until I will come. It is not bhakti. Kirtan is going on so well. But I saw that. Malli, feel they are there. What they are doing, I don't know.
Mani or sitting?
Sitting.
Cooking.
You are cooking? You are cooking? What cooking?
Pineapple and...
What you are doing?
I was chanting Jap.
Jap, you can chant in night. Why? But now when Kirtan? This is not okay. What he was doing, I don't know. When Kirtan, this should all come in. You Kirtan. It is not. At that time, Kirtan, you have to be charged. I will work it. I will do it. I know. Listen on her. You know that today is so auspicious. Money I was looking from the heart they are doing. Also combine two person with love and health. You can chant at any time. You have so much time, day and night, whole 24 hours. 24 hours Kirtan is not going. Then what is the use of Kirtan? If anyone will not join in Kirtan, what is it? Then let us Kirtan. Give up and chanting or making. What? Like ordinary person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced Mahasiddhan. So you see, we should try to give importance. And also Samuhik, collective.
गुरुवै गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय प्रभाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय परमात्माय
टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे टुडे कृष्णा भक्षण पंचम. What are you doing? We are doing? What is it? What we are doing here? Not Kirtan? Attending? Huh? What you are doing?
I was doing
Japa. You have to take 6 days and 5 times. Sitting and five times. I don't want all these things. That all are doing Kirtan. It is very special and you are chanting. You can chant in day, in mid-time, at 12, no hour, without sleeping. Five this time. When Kirtan is going on, I just want all this. Or they are, some morning they are very patient. If you are cooking, no hot, all you are doing. But uselessly chanting. Or this is like a birth. Bahana.
Excuse.
Bahana mane kya?
Excuse. Excuse me.
Oh, I was doing so.
Pretext.
Today, Krishna Vasanta Panchami. At that time in Vrindavan, very Vasanta,
springtime
began. Though it is so cold, but from this day, some changes in the ritu. So from this very day, Krishna set some collar in his what? His sari? His sari, you know? Gop and gopis all began to. And from this day, Basanti song, holy song, actually. And from today, Krishna began his Rasa Leela. Here and there, different places. Basanti is a color in India. Instead of the oil tree, not creeper, but plant. Their flowers.
Mustard.
Mustard oil. Mustard oil. And you say, what is it?
Mustard
seed. Mustard. Mustard. You say, what is mustard? And mustard oil. Very yellow. Like the color of the dupatta of Krishna. So if we were in Vrindavan, the color of whole trees and forest will be like
yellow.
In green, yellow. Very good. Like Krishna is Shyam, green, and his flowers are like this not yellow. This is from what?
Yellow.
This is. So, Vasanta Panchami. Today is the appearance day of Raghunath Das Goswami and Vishnu Priyadevi. And also, Tirobhav of this appearance day of this Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And more one? Not more. Krishna Das Vyas Goswami.
Vishnu Priya.
Vishnu Priya. Raghunath Das Goswami Adibhav. Or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Tirobhav. And India, Saraswati Puja. You know, Vishnu Priya, Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, also you know. But we should try to be established in their life and the teaching how they served Krishna or Mahaprabhu. What was their character? How they used to worship and how to do aradhana. In world we see that hearing something, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glory something. It may be that wife will tell that, oh, I want to serve her, Gaur Nityananda. And she will insist, her husband, oh, bring, and we will do puja. And then it will be established and it will be brought home. And Thakur will come. Then wife and husband make quarrel. That is you should do worship and you should do worship. Husband will tell that have no time, I have not taken bath. You have to take bath and
do.
And why it will follow that? Oh, today I have not slept in night, I have not
taken bath
yet.
Yesterday,
I am not ready. You should do.
And
then make fire, and that chatur will be upavas. Upavas
is
fasting. Animal, they may take something or not even. But chatur will. That who will worship? Who will worship? And thus he will say, oh, I want to go to know the part in that. So,
okay.
We should not be. This is called that I will worship. And she will call that I will worship. And it is the symptom of love and affection and aradhana. Such that Vishnu Priya never quarreled that, oh, today I am or Sati Maya, you should worship Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami, had he given his salat and Govardhan Tilak to others, how will you to serve? Sometimes getting Giriraj on his eyes, sometimes in head, sometimes here, making bath from his tears. How affectionate loved one. Deity worship is not a very easy thing. Not very easy. But if there is love and affection, then really. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows all these things, that they cannot worship more. So don't worship more. Don't go to worship more. You have to chant and because they may neglect, they may make any offenses, so many offenses. That is why, knowing this, they told that you should chant all this. And if you can chant and remember and doing worship with power and soul, that is why our rishis, muni, have discovered this thing all very long time ago. That in Kali Yuga it is very hard to worship. And that is why, oh, always chanting, sometimes sleeping. I have seen that so many devotees chanting and sleeping and not chanting. And mala is here and there. Like, it's here. On any of this, but worship, in worship it will not do. Never is it. So, it has been told, substitute dhyan, preta, yajna, vapa, archa, and Kali Yuga. How Vishnu Priya served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who will see you? Oh, you should come and stand up here.
तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय सावय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्त्याय सद्भक्त्याय नमो नमः
नॉट भक्त्याय भक्ताय
भक्ताय
भक्त्याय नहीं
So on the most auspicious occasion of the disappearance day, appearance day of Sri Vishnu Priya Devi, the eternal consort of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can reflect a bit upon her divine qualities and pastimes of serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have heard from Srila Gurudev about the story when Mahaprabhu, when Sisatiyangana Gauri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was preparing to take sannyas. And on the very day when he was to leave home, that day he was acting in a particular way toward Vishnupriya Devi, which made her somewhat suspicious. Because generally, Mahaprabhu did not joke with her so much. He was very serious. But on this particular day, he was very light-hearted. He was very light-hearted. And some joking was there. So she was wondering, what is to take place? And then, when she went in the morning time for bathing in the Ganga, at that time she had one nose ring. This nose ring was given to her at the time of her marriage. And as she was bathing, she somehow lost this nose ring. And it went down into the water, and she was searching everywhere. Great anxiety, where is my nose ring? Where is my nose? She could not find it. So, because of this, she became very much concerned that there are these two signs are being shown. There is something different today. What is going to occur? So, in the evening time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with Vishnupriya Devi, and he came to her and he decorated her very beautifully, and he sat with her. And this was, again, another symptom. Vishnupriya Devi was very concerned. What is going to take place? What is going to happen? So that evening, when they retired to the bedroom, in the middle of the night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he woke from his bed, but he saw that Vishnupriya Devi was not sleeping. And she was very grave, and she just was standing there. And also Mother Sashi was standing outside at the doorway. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without saying anything, he circumambulated Mother Sashi. He got up from his bed, he circumambulated Mother Sati 3 times and paid his pranam to her. And then without speaking anything, he left and he walked toward the Ganga. And upon reaching the Ganga, he swam across. And this place, which is located there, is called Nidai Ghat. And Nidai means...
Yep.
Sorry? Nidai means no mercy. Nidai, doya. So, it was said like that because it appeared that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being merciless, that he was leaving his dearmost Mother Sati and Vishnupriya Devi for good, never to come again, that they would be able to see him and with his beautiful, dark, beautiful flowing black hair, and his lotus eyes, and dressed as he was always dressed in Nam Sankirtan. So then, when he reached the other side, he went in the direction of Katla, and there he took sannyas from Sri Kesha Bharati. So, after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Vishnupriya Devi was constantly serving Mother Sashi. She always stayed there and was serving Mother Sati, and she had one murti of Satyananda Gaurahari, and his hands were held out like this. So she was serving every day, and the way that she was performing her bhajan was extremely renowned. She would chant one round of mantram on her beads, and then she would take one grain of rice and put it to the side. And then when she would chant another round, another grain of rice she'd put to the side. And in this way, with only the grains of rice that were representing the number of rounds that she chanted, then she would cook this and she would take this, offer this to her beloved Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and then she would take the prasad. This was her daily program. So Sri Vishnupriya Devi continued throughout her life in this way, serving Satyanandana Gaur Hari in great pains of separation. So we fell down to her lotus feet on this most auspicious day, and we begged for her heart with mercy upon us that we may also one day have some inspiration to perform such, even one dim reflection of this type of program.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his home, what Vishnupriya was doing? What Vishnupriya was doing?
He was serving.
What he told? She was just standing, and in midnight she was standing. What he told?
That's what she was awake when
she was sleeping. Huh? She was sleeping. I made mistake.
Oh, you made mistake. She was not standing. She slept because Yoga Maya came and made her sleep. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked. And what Satyamaya was doing?
She was standing at the entry of the house like a wood. She had become like wood.
Why?
Like a statue.
Why?
In the mood of separation, she could not bear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will leave her. And
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, anyone knew this fact that today in night he will leave?
Shakti Mata at Samadhi. Sudara Pandit,
but Shakti Mata has some idea. Not her, but the idea that today he may go. Only Murari Gupta, Mukunda, Advaitacharya, no. Chandrasekhar Acharya. Because they all went to Kutva. And very two sannyasins bound by all. When chanting and counting the righteous taking, how he used to always waiting, feeling so much separation. Following any Guru mantra or Krishna mantra? What he was doing? What? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always told all to chant and remember Krishna. So we have to try to follow. And bhajan was so high class. Though he was in house, but he was not in house. Always in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembering and Krishna. Always me. So if we are doing bhajan, no separation mood is there. then really that bhajan is not pure bhajan. We should feel some separation. You said that when the character of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami before leaving home, we should try to take all these things and try to exercise and try to take all his initiation, upadesh, teaching, and how he made his life, how he practiced. We should try to.
Before Raghunath Das Goswami had left home, he was practicing.
From beginning.
When he was a very, very young boy, he was growing up in the home of
his... From his birth.
From his birth.
Raghunath Das Goswami was born on this day, many years ago, and he grew up in the household of his father, mother, and uncle.
What was the name of his father?
He was
Govardhan
Majumdar. And his mother's name was
Unknown.
Yes. Okay. I got that one right then. So as he grew up, he was naturally and spontaneously attracted to serving Radha and Krishna.
How he was engaged?
His family guru was Yadunanda Acharya, and at a very young age he was able to, by the mercy of Radha and Krishna, get the association of Srila Haridas Thakur. So Srila Haridas Thakur would come, and on the pretext of teaching Raghunath Das
Goswami, his father and
Uncle
Bo, were Vaishnav Praya. What is the meaning of Vaishnav Praya?
Almost Vaishnav.
No. You were not here, so you are not qualified to tell anything. You should try to learn all these things. Vaishnav Praya. There are two words, Vaishnav Praya and Vaishnav
Vishay
Praya. Vishay Praya means like Vishay. And Vaishnav Praya means like Vaishnav. Like Vaishnav, but not Vaishnav. Vishay Praya.
Like enjoying.
But not Vaishnav. So his father and mother were like, and uncles and whole family was like Vaishnav Praya. Worshipping Krishna, Radha, but like a small, not so. They have no priority of bhakti in their action. They used to worship. By worship, they wanted money and fame and all these things. So even there was some impression of this world. And their family guru was Yadunandan Acharya, who was in the line of Advaita Acharya, wrapped in the title. And he was a very famous and pure person. So when he used to come to this house, he used to love so much to
Prabhu.
Hari bol, like this. And getting some remnants of Krishna, Tulasi. And telling so many Harikatha from boyhood. And thus from boyhood, Raghunath Das became. But he should know that he was associate of Krishna himself. And that is why he was playing all these roles. But for general persons, these are things by which impression of bhakti may come. So from beginning, he has the association of Yadunanda Nachar. After that, when he became of five, Yadunanda Nachar, he gave him Harinam. And he was initiated. And from then, he used to chant her name and doing devotion to Krishna. And in the meantime, Haridas Thakur came there and he used to be with this family, sometimes coming. And he also used to love so much affection to Raghunath Das because he was so lovely and always chanting, remembering Krishna. So, when he used to come, he used to be with Raghunath Das. Then so many Harisathas of Mahaprabhu and all of us, Radha Krishna. And thus, in Bayu, he became very good Vaishnava. Then what became?
Then by his association with Haridas Thakur, he began to develop an internal desire to serve Krishna in, on a deeper level. And his mother was observing these things, and it manifests itself externally by Raghunath Das Goswami started experiencing a detachment from external things, from his household, from his things. And he began to sleep outside of his room. He didn't sleep in his bedroom. He'd sleep on the veranda up in the front. And so his mother became very, very seriously worried that he was beginning to act like Haridas Thakur. So she told her husband, she said that, "I no longer want our son to study with Haridas Thakur. And if he continually," and the husband didn't see a problem with it, because he and Haridas Thakur were friends. And, but the wife then told Govardhan that if you continually allow our son to associate with Haridas Thakur, then I'll kill myself. So,
where it is written that you are telling? Any proof of this? His mother he told to Govardhan that by the association he will be spoiled. Anywhere this writing? Have you read?
I remember from last year when we did the play, that's what I thought.
No,
wasn't that?
Your play is out of what?
Siddhanta.
Everywhere I have seen. You make some alterations and something wrong. What to do?
Have someone else speak.
Go on. Yes. But don't neglect all classes or kirtan. I don't mind.
Om Gyan Samananda Sthaya Gyan Jana Svathya Chakshu Ranmira Kamina Tasmai Sri Guru Vaya Namaha. So by hearing the Harikatha of Yadunanda Nacharya, hearing the Harikatha of Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami became attached to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and had a great desire to go and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And many times
so try to read in authentic books. And that you should remember in your heart. And then actually you can speak or tell or hear. Otherwise, or if you are hearing from any authentic person, you should remember. Otherwise it will be wrong. Don't play anything wrong which is not in Shastra. Play according to Siddhanta and what is in books.
The
Sri Raghunatha Sivani, he had a great desire to see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You should sit easily, not standing. You sit down. How you are sitting? So high? So you should be a side. You should be any side. That you should not cover anyone. Go on.
Sri Raghunatha Swami developed a great greed to go and disturb the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who at that time was living in Sri Khetra Dham. And many times he tried to run away from his house, but his father was a very wealthy man, and he had many guards, many servants. So every time Sri Raghunatha Swami would run away, he would be caught in the jungle, caught on the highway, and they would bring him back to the house. So Sri Raghunatha Das Goswami's mother became so exasperated by his behavior, she suggested to his father that we should chain him, that with an iron chain we should bind him in his room, and this way he won't be able to run away. Sri Gaudam Madhumeda said, he said, he already has so many chains, he said, that we are opulent like Indra. At that time his family was so wealthy that he would earn millions and millions of gold coins. He had such large estates. His wife was beautiful like an apsara. He had very much education, beauty, everything that, every material qualification, every material sort of facility Raghunatha Das Goswami had. He said, and if these chains cannot bind him, he said, then what will an iron chain do? These things won't bind him. So Raghunatha Das Goswami, then he heard that Nityananda Prabhu was the Brahm Kelly.
Why you are asking me?
The Sri Nityananda Prabhu was coming very close. And just near Chandipur, the Sri Nityananda Prabhu was coming there. Panihati, huh? The Sri Nityananda Prabhu was coming with Panihati with all of his associates. That time Raghunatha Das Goswami went to his father and begged, oh my dear father, please I want to go and see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
You have left. What he has left?
The meeting of Raghunatha Das Goswami.
Go on.
And who?
You should sit. Tum kuch kar sakta hai? Hain?
Abhi
nahi. Kabhi? Kab?
Jaldi.
Jaldi kar. Nahi, you should do. Try to know exactly. You have time to read and to hear. Systematically, one after another, not galloping. Thoroughly you should read. What you should read thoroughly and completely. Not zigzag here and there.
So, Srila Raghunath Das was staying at the house of his father in the Addis Ababa Granth, Krishnapur, West Bengal. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in the year 1510, he was brought back from Kathua by the priest of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who had promised Satyamata that he would bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he stayed for a little time at the house of Advaita Charja in Shantipur. So when Raghunatha Das came to know of this, then he begged from his father, oh father, please allow me to go and have darshan of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his father gave permission, and along with some guards, Raghunatha Das went to Shantipur, and he met with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see that Raghunatha Das Goswami Prana's death at this stage. His heart was so disturbed. He was always hankering to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and causing his family so much disturbance by running away again and again. So at this stage in his spiritual life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu...
And he was praying that, "Oh Mahaprabhu, I want to be with you always. And I think you are going to Puri. I want to go with you in Puri." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. What told?
So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath that, "Oh my dear Raghunath, don't behave like a madman. But rather, for now, you should stay in your home, and outwardly, you should follow all your worldly duties and obligations. But internally, you should develop your nishtha in bhajan to Sri Radha Krishna Yuga. And in this way, not by behaving like a madman, we won't be able to cross over the ocean of material existence. But gradually, step by step, by internally developing his mood, developing his heart, naturally renunciation will come. And then when one's renunciation is mature, then at that stage, one may leave all of these things."
When any devotee is not matured, and he gives up his house, wife and wealth, and when he goes to do bhajan, it may be that he may return, or where he will be, again he can collect any other lady and so much wealth, always collecting so many good things. This is not good. So when you should be matured in your grihastha jivan, then you should give up whole world, these things, and chant and remember, like Raghunath Das. So without maturing, we should not try to take this red cloth and give up wife and others. So he is born.
So, when Raghunath Das returned to his home,
what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told again? You remember the lines?
Come.
Ghare phire jao,
are purati ka bola?
Tohani raar mutu.
Bola?
Ghare phire jao, rupu naho batul, kame paelu bhavatin jupuli.
Then?
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, don't be like a monkey.
Have you told this meaning? Go on.
He told him.
What he told?
So that
what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raghunath Das Krishna.
What Sri Prabhupada Vrindavan said first was that one should not artificially leave home without internally developing a mood of serving Radha and Krishna and outwardly performing one's activities. And then
what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction was to Raghunath Das Krishna.
Also, he told him not to become attached to his home and not to take opulent. Don't behave artificially like a madman, because you should go back to your home.
What was that madness?
Trying to leave home and go to live with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes. Because it may be that after some time he will be disattached and he will return to again inward. So first be mature. Being in householder life, you should respect all outwardly. And you should show that, like a madman, I'm attached thoroughly in householder things. But really, he's attached to Krishna, gradually going and going. Always from inner world, he should be attached and try to develop Krishna consciousness. And outwardly, or respecting father, mother, and others, doing householder job.
So then, Raghunath Das he returned to his home. And upon returning, then he behaved like a very orthodox materialist. And his mother and father were so happy, they thought that now the problem was over. Because he was managing his father's estate, and he was affectionate to his family members and wife. But internally, he was always remembering Lotus Feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. So, after some time, the news came that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had gone touring in South India and had gone to Vrindavan, had now returned to Jagannath Puri. And Raghunath Das, on hearing that Mahaprabhu would return to Jagannath Puri, his eagerness to be united with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased so much. And again, he began to run away from his home. But always he was caught and brought back. So the time came that Nityananda Prabhu, who was in Bengal...
That time her mother told to his father that why you are not binding him in a rope or in a chain. Then his father told him.
So then the father Raghunath Das Goswami replied to his wife that how will a lifeless rope catch Raghunath Das Goswami? We have given a living rope in the form of a very beautiful wife who is like an angel of heaven.
And wealth.
And so much wealth. Opulence like Indra's. If these things cannot capture him, then what will be the use of a rope? So, the time came that Nityananda Prabhu was traveling here and there doing Sankirtan with his associates, and he came to the area known as Panihati.
On the bank of Ganges.
Raghunath Das Goswami requested permission from his father to go there, and he said, if you do not let me go there, I will give up my life. So his father sent him in the company of some guards to go to meet with Nityananda Prabhu. So when Raghunath Das Goswami arrived at Panihati, Nityananda Prabhu was sitting like a moon surrounded by stars in the company of his associates on the bank of the Ganga. Raghunath Das Goswami approached, and from a very great distance, he was offering his pranams. So when Nityananda Prabhu saw him, then he called him, hey Raghunath, come here, come here. But Raghunath Das would not come close. So Nityananda Prabhu quickly caught Raghunath Das, and by force, he put his 2 feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami. So he told Raghunath, you are a thief, you are a thief. So surely I will have to punish you. So why was Raghunath Das Goswami a thief? Because he was making so many efforts to go to attain the wealth of the heart of Nityananda Prabhu, that is the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But those lotus feet, they belong to Nityananda Prabhu. So without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he was going there to take the wealth of the heart of Nityananda Prabhu. So he called, you are a thief, I will have to punish you. So he decided, the punishment will be that you will have to serve all the Vaishnavas by providing them with a feast of condensed milk and sip rice and yogurt. Yogurt and sip rice festival. So then Raghunath Das Goswami, he told the servants, who are guards, to collect so many ingredients, and all the ingredients were bought, bananas and yogurt and milk and honey, camphor, and so many ingredients, and flat rice, sip rice, and Raghunath Das Goswami, he served prasadam to all of the devotees. So at that time, when he was serving prasadam, Nityananda Prabhu sat down in meditation. And in his meditation, he began to call Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by the power of the love of Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally appeared there and began to dance in the kirtan. And Nityananda Prabhu also danced with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in great joy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking the flat rice, the chip rice, and personally feeding Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu was also feeding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after some time, the kirtan went on with great ecstatic love. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he disappeared. So Nityananda Prabhu, he told to Raghunath Das Goswami that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he personally appeared here to bestow his mercy upon you. So now you can return to your home, and you should know that very soon the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be upon you. And therefore, quickly, you'll be freed from the bondage of your household life, and you will go to his shelter in Jagannath Puri. And there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will bestow his mercy upon you by giving you into the hands of his very intimate associate, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. So then, Nityananda Prabhu, he told all the Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavas, you all bestow your blessings on Raghunath Das Goswami. So, from this pastime, we can learn some very important teachings. What is that? That without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, no one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Nityananda Prabhu, he is the Akhanda Guru Tattva. So, to attain the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means for us to take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Guru and attain the mercy of Sri Guru. And how did Raghunath Das Goswami get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? By serving all the Vaishnavas. So by serving all the Vaishnavas, then the mercy of Guru will be there, and the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will follow along the path of the mercy of Sri Guru. So then, Raghunath Das returned to his home. Now, he became so much anticipation was there in his heart to meet with Mahaprabhu that he would not even sleep inside the house, but he slept outside in a place for worshipping Durga. In every household, there's Durga Mandap. So he was resting there at night, and always thinking, when will I meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When will such an opportunity come? So one evening, his Gurudev, Sri Yadananda Acharya, he came there. And
Early morning, when it was some darkness, about 4.
So at about 4 in the morning, Yadananda Acharya came there and spoke to Raghunath Das Goswami. O Raghunath, my pujari has given up the service of the deity and returned to his home. So I request you that if you can speak to him and persuade him to again take up the service. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he left with his Gurudev. He came out from the house, and even though the guards were there, the guards did not suspect anything, because they thought, oh, he is with his Gurudev, so there will not be any problem. But having gone outside from the house, Raghunath Das Goswami said, oh Gurudev, there is no need for you to come alone. You can return to your home. I will go to the house of your pujari and persuade him to again take up the service of the deity and send him along to you. So Yadananda Acharya agreed to this and returned to his home. So when Raghunath Das had persuaded the pujari to again resume the service of the deity, then he thought, now this is a golden opportunity, because everyone thinks that I am with my Gurudev, they don't suspect anything, so I will immediately take this golden opportunity to run away and join again with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So because many times in leaving on the road towards Jagannath Puri, he had been caught, he thought, I must not take the road. I'll have to go by a jungle path, but where I cannot be caught. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he began to run through jungle. Usually, the journey from Adisapta ground to Jagannath Puri would take 1 month. But Raghunath Das Goswami was running day and night so quickly that in only 12 days, he arrived in Jagannath Puri. He would run day and night. Every few days, he would lie down only for a few hours.
Sometimes something taking, dry, moody, or anything, and sometimes nothing. Only taking what? In 12 days, he took only 4 days. Day and night, no sleeping, nothing.
So, of those 12 days and 4 days, he took some soft rice, sometimes a little milk, sometimes he would lie down briefly in any cow shed, like this, But otherwise, he was just running, 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 and he arrived there in Jagannath Puri. So, when he arrived in Jagannath Puri, he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was sitting in the company of his associates. And when he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "Oh, Raghunath Das, Krishna has been so kind
from
to
a
you."
Distance, he saw that Raghunath is coming. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so happy and told, "What?"
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "Raghunath Das, surely the mercy of Krishna is upon you, because you have come out from your household life, which is like a deep, dark pit, which is filled with stool. And your father, Govardhan Majumda, and your uncle, Hiranya Majumda, they are like the worms in that pit of stool. Actually, they are not Vaishnavas, they are Vaishnav pride. That means that outwardly, they follow the rules and regulations of Vaishnavism, and they serve the deity. They give charity to Brahmanas. But internally, this is Vaishnav pride. So, Krishna has been so kind to you that you have come out from this condition." So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see that Raghunath Das Goswami was so thin and dirty from his very arduous journey from Bengal. So he told Govinda to take his personal servant, Govinda, take care of Raghunath Das, that he could be bathed and given some cloth and something to eat. And then later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met again with Raghunath Das Goswami. And he gave Raghunath Das Goswami into the hands of his very intimate associate, Sri Swarup Damodar, and told him that Swarup Damodar, he knows more than me about bhajan, so you can learn everything from him. So Raghunath Das Goswami was staying in Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying in Sati Mishra Bhavan at night in the Gambira, and Raghunath Das Goswami would stay and serving very intimately Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami at the Satasana Ashram. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, his renunciation was very, very severe.
You should speak after that. If you want to do bhajan, then life of Raghunath Das Goswami is so essential to know and to follow. Otherwise, we cannot do bhajan.
Raghunatha Goswami was in Puri in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, he was on the personal guidance of Sri Swarup Damodar. His parents, they had heard that Sri Raghunatha Goswami had arrived in Puri, and they became worried. They sent some servants there, so they knew now that he will not come back anymore. We have lost our darling son. He will be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from now on. Then they were considering we should send him somehow, some support, because he will be there without any money, anything. We'll send some servants and money so that they will be able to serve Raghunath Das, and in this way he may be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he will not be a burden for anyone. Then Raghunath Das Goswami, he engaged the servants in organizing Mahaprasad Sati Hall for the Vaishnavas.
You have not read it. What? Who can tell? You? You remember? Try to read thoroughly. अंदाज पर तीर मारना नहीं चाहिए. अंदाज से तीर मत मारो, लक्ष्य भेद करके तीर मारो. माने क्या, जरा समझा दीजिए. What I told? अंदाज से तीर मत मारो, लक्ष्य भेद करके तीर मारो.
You should not make guesses in the air. You should be very accurate.
But
don't make guess away aiming the arrow. You should know what your goal target is.
Like, I'm lucky. I want that our SCSS all to be very exciting. What they see, it will be correct. Binda can tell, I know. Huh? You can tell? I know. Only that person can tell who always has engaged his body, mind and everything in Krishna consciousness. They can. Because by our endeavor, it will not come. It will come when we are totally surrendered, and then automatically coming from outside, ascending man, madam, descending man, not ascending. Then quickly it will come. It will purify your heart, and by reading and this, at once you can forget that. You cannot understand all this. So if you will guess totally, then go on.
So when Raghunath Das had first arrived in Puri, he was very weak. And Mahaprabhu told Govinda, you arranged that he should have prasad every day. And so Raghunath Das for...
Every day? That very day?
Yes.
Not every day. And then he gave Raghunath Das Goswami in the hands of Sarup Damodar. Then what became afterwards?
After a few days, he starts taking the prasadam from Kovinda.
Go on telling to audience, not to me.
And he started to beg at the Singhadwara gate, the lion gate of the Jagannath temple. At this time, his parents heard of his renunciation, and they sent one Brahmin and some servants with the money for him, and they, and Raghunath Das Goswami engaged.
No. He was telling, okay. Who will tell? Do you remember?
Not exactly.
Please. Mm-hmm. Very knowing, he is cooking.
No.
Hiding. He's fearing.
Like a rat.
Oh, Nadine Prabhu
is at the door now.
Okay. Then, you have heard that his father has sent two cookers, one marketing person and one Brahmin to cook. Because at that time, Brahmins used to be pure, but taking money, no harm. So he sent so many. তুমি বলবা এরপরে কি হলো? স্বরূপ দামোদরের কাছে যখন উনি গেলেন তখন উনার জীবনচর্চা কিরকম হতে লাগলো? লো বলো, রঘুনাথ দাসজি কার জীবনচর্চা সে বলো, সে বলো।
after meeting Sarudamadrutuhu, Mahaprabhu hand over Das Goswami in the hand of Sarudamadrutuhu. So his father, that is Kiran of Majumdar and his uncle, Govardhan Majumdar and Hiran Majumdar, sent Brahmins to help him, one cook, another for taking care of marketing and etc.
With so much money.
With so much money. So Das Goswami
they told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his father had sent all these things.
They told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that his father sent to Brahmins and some money for taking care of Das Goswami, Raghunath Das. So they used to cook, then Das Goswami.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered.
That he used to say. Das Goswami began to take it, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to take their people from them. Then they used to cook, and Das Goswami used to invite Mahaprabhu. After that, he used to take his prasad. After 2 days, he is not inviting anymore to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu asked Govinda Prabhu, Govinda?
Sarup Damodar.
Sarup Damodar Prabhu. Why? Raghunath is not inviting me anymore. What happened? Then Sarudamadrutuhu replied that he thinks that Visayi Ranna Khaile Molin Hoy Mon, Molin Mon Hoyle Nahi Krishna Rasmaran. He judged by himself and is also supported by scripture. Don't take anything from materialistic person. If you take from them, then your mind will be dirty. That means that mood of them will come in your mind.
Thus, your bhajan will be ruined.
Remember, Krishna's bhajan will be spoiled. So, Dal Raghunath gave up the invitation of his father. The Brahmin said anything he don't like to take anymore. So, he's not inviting you anymore. And how he's maintaining his life? And he told that Sarudamadrutuhu replied that he stand on the gate of Jagannath of the temple and Singhodar. And so he used to go in Ananda Bazar and Singhodar the mouse.
अरे तुम वहीं पर जाकर के वो लोग दे देते थे तो फिर वहाँ पर कुछ फिर वहाँ पर भी छोड़ करके तब सिंह बार में आए.
That's how he used to take in Ananda Bazar. That means they are marketing place of Krishna Jagannath Dev Mahaprasad. After some days, he came in the gate of Jagannath main temple, that is Singhadwar.
Who told to whom?
Das Goswami. Sarudamadrutuhu is telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
And he thinks, he always standing there, somebody will come and give me, someone will come and feed me. Oh, this is like a prostitute, tendency of a prostitute. So he gave up.
Give up?
Gave up.
Yes.
The tendency also. So Mahaprabhu asked Das Goswami, Sarudamadrutuhu, why are the others doing nowadays? Sarudamadrutuhu replied, Raghunath Das judged by himself that Singhadare Bhikkhavitti Vyathara Achar, Vyathara Achar. That means standing on Singhadwar, waiting for persons, is like a prostitute, so he gave up that place. Nowadays, how he maintaining his life in the kitchen from Jagannath Dev temple, so many grain of rice came out with that rice water and it's getting rotten. It's so foul smell. Even a cow never checked. Das Goswami used to go there and collect some rotten rice and clean it very clearly after the what is in the middle part, he used to take, and somehow he maintained his life. One day Mahaprabhu reached there.
When he heard from Sarup Damodar,
when he heard from Sarup Damodar Prabhu, Mahaprabhu suddenly reached there. One day suddenly reached there, and by force he took from Das Goswami, oh, Raghunath, you are taking so delicious food, you are not giving me.
How much are you worth?
And he took and...
Mahaprabhu took and gave one footstep in his mouth. After that, Dharmasani checked him. Oh, Prabhu.
Sarup Damodar.
Sarup Damodar checked him. Oh, Prabhu. Don't look like it's not for yourself. If you get it, you will get sick. So, after that, Dharmasani, according to Sarup Damodar Prabhu's advice, he is to do Manasi Seva and Dharmasani. Sarup Damodar Prabhu, he never asked anything to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. Then he asked Sarup Damodar Prabhu, why Mahaprabhu bring me here from my house?
Bring me here?
Brought me here from my...
What is the meaning of bring me here?
Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought me here for my household life? And Sarup Damodar Prabhu requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Raghunath wants to hear something you.
From you.
From you. So Mahaprabhu told, then
ভালো না খাইবে
ভালো না করিবে অমানি মানত নাম হবে
ভালো না খাইবে ভালো না করিবে আর গ্রামে কথা না বলিবে না শুনিবে তারপরে ইউ উইল সার্ভ আকি ইউ শুড ইউ ইউ শুড Not will.
You should serve.
What is the difference between you should and you will?
Then should mean not to order him and will mean the future.
So try to know all these things and to tell like this. Not always showing your teeth to others. Go on.
So you should serve divine couples by your mind. So...
What is the meaning?
So Dhamasani being in this body, being in this body, that means it's other sarim. Jathavasthi deha is to serve divine couple regularly. Like our Goswami is
Manasi Seva. What is Manasi Seva?
Manasi means service by mind. Just like
Rupa Goswami has mentioned in his Bhakti Swami Sindhi. Krishnam Smaranam.
What kind of association
you remember? Not. How the associates are serving Krishna? You should always remember. What? The greed you have, according to that, if you have agreed to serve Krishna like mother, then always are
followed.
Following mother by interior mode. And if you have agreed to serve Krishna like gopis, Rup, Rati, Manjari and others, then you should always try to remember the past times of Krishna with gopis and how they are serving by outer senses. You should try to do Vaidhi Bhakti like all the angs And internally you should remember the pastimes and try to serve by a siddha deha. Nija siddha deha kariya bhavan. He told them. And then he gave one Shila, Govardhan Shila, which came from Govardhan Giriraj. Any devotee brought it and gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to serve with his tears and always keeping on his eyelids here and there. And he gave it with Gunja Mala to Raghunath and told that you should worship this with one Kunja Mala, pitcher of water, and 5-8 Tulsi leaves, manjaris, and two side two very soft leaves, and you should. Because Krishna will be so pleased very soon. By other means, he will not be so vashibhut, controlled. But by this, very soon, Krishna will hear your all prayers and he will be merciful to you. So you should do. And because he has nothing, he was penniless. His father sent, but he returned. If a grihastha is maintaining his life, he should at least try to spend some money, his energy to Krishna and to devotees. Otherwise, thief, Krishna bhakti will be very, very far away. If he is maintaining his wife, his children, his mother, father, why he cannot maintain the devotees? He should certainly at least some portion of his, at least half, and if not half, then any percentage must. Otherwise, he cannot serve in his whole life. But if he is penniless, nothing, like Raghunath Das Goswami, he can serve the deities with only water and tulasi. But if he has any means, then he should at first give very delicious foods. Otherwise, bitta sat will come. Bitta, what is the meaning of bitta sat? Bitta sat means having money but not expensing for Krishna and devotees, only for his wife, his children, himself. He can go to market and bring so many things for him, but not for Krishna, not for devotees. Then, so, what was telling about Raghunath Das Goswami? That is why, because he was penniless, never kept any single paisa. So he told to this. But other bhakti he never told like this. What is the time? Abhi matra dashta chal this. So he began to do like this. Until he came to Giriraj Govardhan, he was doing. After that, began to do like this, always thinking and hearing Sarup Damodar. And if he wants to ask anything, so Sarup Damodar, he used to ask from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared, he became mad totally, unmadagrasta. After some time, Gadadhar Pandit also went, Sarup Damodar also. Then he could not maintain his life. Then he wanted that I should go to Govardhan and from there I will jump and I will die. Or in Jamuna. Why? Why? Why not in sea? Because he was not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that seeing that sea is Jamuna and Chatak Parvat is like Govardhan. So he wants to come to Vrindavan and he to give his life there in Vrindavan to become his body will be mixed in the dust of Vrindavan. That is why he wanted. So he came here, weeping here. So then he met first with Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, and they behaved him like younger brother, like son. And they told that, don't give up your life. If by giving up life, Krishna is attained, his prema is attained. What? His prema is attained, achieved. Then I will die daily hundreds and lakhs times. But by this he will. So you should be in Vrindavan, especially in Radha Kund. And you should chant, remember, and read my books. Sometimes Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami also used to go to Radha Kund. And thus, he used to do like this. He used to take only one handful, palmful, only matta, butter milk chai. Nothing else, whole night and day. No sleep at all. Sankhya-purvaka-nama gannati-bhi-kala-vasani-kutau Nidra-har-vihara-kad-vijitau Chatanta-dinau chajau Radha-krishna-gunasmate-madhurimandaina-sammohitau Bandeirus. Sometimes something is called and sometimes nothing. No sleeping at all. Never he used to sleep. And thus whole day, night chanting and remembering and reading the books of Rupa Goswami, all so lamenting and weeping. The pages of that book used to be wetted. Sometimes Rupa Goswami used to tell, oh, I will give the very best book, this should be returned to me. And thus he used to take and he used to write so many books that he may lose, not. And that is why he made Dan Keli Komadi. At Dan Ghati, Govardhan, and quarreling with Gopis Krishna, and he used to laugh so much now. So, but after some time, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, became aprakat, disappeared. And after that, Rupa Goswami also. Oh, then he became mad totally. Then, Girindram Ajgarayate, Sunyayitam Mahagostam, Ayate, Goshtayam. Then he became like mad totally. Where he came, Radha Kund used to be like lion, tigers, that it is taking, swallowing. And Giriraj Govardhan like Ajgar, python. And ghost means Nandagaon, Varsana and all other things, where Krishna used to be placed. And Sunnaitam, zero light. Then he became so mad. What to do? But anyhow, he was. At that time, he used to love Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Jiva Goswami. What he used to know and what he has heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarup Damodar Rupa Goswami, he gave all it to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And Krishna Goswami has written all these things from Sarup Damodar Karcha and from Raghunath Das Goswami, and Rupa Goswami has written in all Chaitanya Charita. That is why he had become so authentic book of Chaitanya Charita. Thus, after some time, Raghunath Das Goswami chanting her name in Radha Kund, he left Gaur Premanand. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This is also auspicious day, disappearance day of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. You know all, and now it is time, over, time is over. But he was a very authentic boy. In boyhood, he read all the books of Rupa Goswami. In boyhood, he was in the Guru Parampara of Narottam Thakur. Fourth person after Narottam Thakur. He wrote Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Bindu, K. Kiran and Kana when he was reading in school. And then after some time when he became so learned in Sanskrit, Vedanta and all, and he left his home. He was married, he left. When he reached to Vrindavan, his guru told that, I will not, you cannot be here. You should return and ask your permission of your wife. Then he returned again. And Harikatha, whole night with his wife. And it became morning. Then he did pranam to his wife and told that, now you should give me permission to go. And she permitted now. He became so Vaishnavi. And then he returned to his Gurudev. And then he began to, in the process of Rupa Goswami. And he was very fond of Parakiya Madhur Ras. And he wrote so many things. He wrote so many books and the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he established Parakiya, this bhajan pranali. Which Jiva Goswami has told Swakiya Bhav to his some anadhikari, unqualified. He has told both for qualified Parakiya and unqualified he has told to Swakiya. And thus, at that time, all began to do Swakiya Bhajan and rejected Parakiya Bhav because all these sampradayas at that time in Vrindavan were opposite to this. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur again established it by his. When he was doing so, all the Babajis of Vrindavan, they became against, they wanted to kill him. One day when he was circumambulating Vrindavan in very morning, somewhat in some andhakar, darkness, they wanted to kill him in a very dark grey grove. When he reached there, they were waiting with dagger or anything to cut him down. But they at once saw that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was not there. There was a very teenage girl with his girlfriend, and she was also gopi, and she was also gopi, both. And they were picking some flowers. The persons who were invited to him, they asked, oh, Lali meaning little girl, I saw that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was coming, but where he has gone? Then she began to smile and told, I'm coming for picking flowers. And at once he saw that there was not Vishwanath Chakravarti, that little teenager girl, only Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was going in. Oh, at once they know, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is a Siddha Mahapurush. What is Siddha Mahapurush? So he is a gopi, surely, in the guidance of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. So they beg pardon and they beg his forgiveness. And thus, they were all after that, you know that this Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has sent his disciple Baldev Vidyabhushan to Jaipur to defeat the arguments of other, especially of Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya. They were objecting that Radha is not married wife of Krishna, so she should not be with Krishna. If worshipping Krishna alone or with Rukmini or Satyabhama, not with Radhika. And Gaudiya Vaishnava is no Sampradaya. He is out of Sampradaya. No authentic Asa. They have no any authentic Vedanta, Sutra, Bhashya or anything. Then by the order of Vishwanath Chakur went there and he cut the arguments of all these bogus Vaishnavas and established Srimati Radhika with Krishna, and he at once made Brahma Sutra Bhashya, Govinda Bhashya, and so, and they at once were turned. And thus he conquered them and returned to Vrindavan. Vishwanath Chakravarti, who had compiled so many books like Arak Bhatma Chandrika, yes, Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Ujjwalin Mani, Krishna Bhavanamitsar, and explained so many books, authentic books, explanation, Bhashya and Tika of Gita also, that I have translated and it has been published in Hindi, and very soon it will come in English also. Very authentic, very good books. I have published the books of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Vishwanath Chakravarti, both. And they are bona fide Vaishnava. And in very simple language, they have given all the idea of Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami. So if you want to do bhakti, then you can go through all these books. They will help more. Or Gita, first Swamiji Gita as it is, he has given so many things for ordinary persons, though who are entering basic and primary principles. But if you read this, oh, actually you will be very enlightened. And you will now understand what Swamiji wanted to give in his explanation. Then you can, otherwise you cannot. Gaur Prema. Hare Krishna.